We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you're not following along on social media, you're missing part of the fun. You follow Jeff at Jeff2Funny. Follow Mullins, even though he doesn't want you to, at Mullins1067. You can follow Brian, who checks his Instagram with some regularity, at bmitch30. And you can follow me at jpfinleynbcs on all the platforms. You can also follow Danny Ruye at funnydanny. Danny's beard line is looking sharp. Wouldn't you say that, B?
It may got look good to have a show, man. He's getting practice for next week.
He's a fancy fella. We're going to see him. Actually, give him a mic. If we can, give Danny a mic real quick. Let's talk about your performance Monday night. I want to get into training camp stuff, but since Danny's standing there, we might as well.
Yeah, let's get into funny stuff.
Tell us what's going on Monday night.
DC Improv, 30th anniversary. They are having a big party that I'm part of, very tiny part, but they don't want to clean up, so they're having it at the 930 Club, which is really cool. So instead of having it at the DC Improv, which holds like 250, 260 people, 930 Club, bigger venue, bunch of headliners are going to be there. A couple local numbers like myself, Jason Weems, who hosts Mornings on PGC. He's hysterical. Mm-hmm. We're part of the show, but you got guys like Steve Byrne, Christian Finnegan. I think Tony Woods, local legend, a guy that Dave Chappelle grew up idolizing. He's amazing. Yeah. You ever seen him be Mitch?
Tony's on my. He's a member of my riding crew.
Of course,
he don't do much riding. He cracks jokes all the time.
Yeah. It's Brian Mitchell. Of course, he rides bikes with Tony Woods.
I've met Tony Woods no fewer than 200 times, and he wouldn't know me from Adam, which is pretty great. that's who Tony is. He's so funny. Rachel Feinstein and Jessica Kirsten's on the show. So it's this comedy / musical thing. And I know what people hear, they go, musical, comedy, like, what are we doing? So it's this band that takes what you say in your act and then makes a song up about it right there on the spot.
That's sweet.
So they have no idea what you're going to do, and then they do it.
You can participate with them. It's like an improv band.
Yeah, it's wild how good they are. But yeah, it's 7 o'clock, dcimprov.com for tickets on Monday night.
I've been curious about this because I've been to the Improv a ton. I grew up bartending around the corner from there. It's like an establishment.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And if you think about the comics that are from this area, that grew up here, whatever. Where does the Improv, because to my knowledge, I know there's other places now, and I know there are venues that host open mics or, you know, like, wasn't Raw at Constitution Hall? Like, obviously there's bigger places to perform, but where does the Improv rank as far as, like, comedy clubs across the country?
I mean, worldwide, it's as good as you'll find.
It's iconic, right?
It's outstanding. And everybody, that's how they're getting these headliners to come back on a Monday night. You know, to come be part of the show only doing a few minutes. It's because everyone recognizes how great that club is. I mean, I've been all over North America, performed in Europe for tens of people. And the Improv is great. I mean, it just is. It's absolutely unique. It's phenomenal. It's how a comedy club should be. Low ceilings. Sometimes the AC doesn't work right. And everybody's packed right on top of each other. The staff is outstanding. They get it. They're not just there to sling drinks. The comedy part of it matters, which is essential. So everybody loves that club.
We have a question for you, though. You've invited all of your colleagues there. Are we being invited to enjoy, or are you going to use us to heckle us?
Yeah, are we getting roasted?
We're going to get roasted. Like, I know all my friends that were comedians, especially dudes in college that became comedians, they would invite us all the time, and we became the whole damn show.
Not for me. Not this time. I got like.
You said not this time.
If I want to get roasted, I just open my Twitter. I'd like to enjoy myself Monday night.
Well, every once in a while we do it from 2 to 6:30. Like we just say, what time is it? Is it 2012? Like we get you plenty. No. I've got like 4.5 minutes, and they'll give me the light at 2. I'm basically there to do like 2 impressions, and I'll go sit down and let the adults do it. But But yeah, you don't have to worry about that, B-Mitch.
You got any previews of the impressions, Chuck? Is Chuck coming out?
There's a good chance that Charles Barkley. Now, hold on. First of all, like I say, Kenneth, this is the Charles Barkley talking on the JP show, this Finland show with B-Mitch, too. I'm looking forward to the finals. Now that we had the draft, we can get the finals started. I like Atlanta. I think they have a good chance to get out of this round and go to the next championship round that's advancing after this one. Back to you, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see it. I'm sure you'll see it.
The fact that you can just drop in and out
right
of
into
that
it
is
just
incredible.
Go, yeah,
because sweet. It's very strong. Excuse me. You're very nasty. The short show is very nasty. Excuse me.
But that's the last thing we need is that one.
You need it very much, okay? Believe me.
Where tickets are where?
DCImprov.com, man.
Cool. How much is it? $30 or something?
I can't even imagine. It's you got to pay for the experience. I don't think they're here to make money, though. This is one of those, let's just have the kick-ass party.
One thing I love is that 930 Club is like also a DC icon.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
That's what's so cool about it. It's landing in the
appropriate place.
I love that. That's because DC is a great place to start doing comedy. I speak from experience. You can get on stage. You can get great stage time. And a number of clubs, number of places have kind of come and gone. The Improv has survived 30 years in an industry where that doesn't happen. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And so the 930 Club recognizes it, you know, DC Improv. And so the symmetry kind of between the two is really, really cool. But yeah, it's an iconic spot. Both are. And
the whole area
awesome
changed, but the
Club.
Improv is still there.
Yeah.
They build around it.
Well, what's changed more than the area around 930 Club? It was like a gas station, like a great place for drug deals. Now it's like 900 different gourmet restaurants with small plates.
And
you know?
Like $1 million condos.
Yeah.
Duffy's is still over there, thank goodness. Duffy's across the street still, right?
Isn't that where your pita terre is? That like little $1 million condo that you guys have?
Yeah.
Isn't it right there?
I'm sure I have a pita terre. So, speaking of real estate, we're going to get into this training camp stuff. You're more than welcome to join us, but if you got to go, I know you got other things to do.
I might at some point. When we see Grant, I got to go because we got to do our Bust and Loose Baseball podcast, available wherever you get your pods, especially the Odyssey app, Apple Pods, and Spotify.
Hell, since you're talking baseball real quick.
Yeah.
This is a weird, we're at a weird intersection.
Yes.
Where I think the Orioles may have more to look forward to than the Nats. Is that?
It's not May. They do.
Yeah,
they're in a better place.
The Nats are not very good right
now. And listen, we knew it was going to be like that.
We knew it would be bad, but not this bad.
But we need to, like, where are my signs of encouragement? Because I understand the rebuild, and I understand we got some pieces. How are they looking? Because that Rashford kid looks like the real deal.
Yeah, he is. And they got another kid, Grayson Rodriguez, is on the way. It throws about 117. It's just a bucket of filth.
You're exaggerating, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank goodness.
But only slightly. They're young. They're in a buzzsaw of a division. If they were in another division, not having to play the Yankees, who already have over 50 wins, Toronto, who's as good as a young team is in the whole sport, Tampa Bay, who just wins on like 10 cents each and every year, Boston, who's surging. If they didn't have to play in that division, they'd be a playoff contender in any other spot. They're not there yet. They don't have enough pitching to be good enough, but it's on the way. They've got more to look forward to in the short term than Washington does. I get how we got here. I'm not begrudging anybody. It sounds
there's
like
a ring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a ring, you pay
things
for it
happen.
Later.
Your organizational guys that should be filling in the gaps right now, your Nick Pivettas, your Jesus Luzardos, your guys that you spun for veteran help to keep your window open, that's why you had those prospects. Now you need them to start to be, you know, building around your team. And guys like Brady House are years away. And I think we'll see Kate Cavalli within another month or so, maybe within the next few weeks. That SOB is nasty. Everything is hard. He's really, really good. Got a chance to be a front-end starter. But there's still a ways away in terms of fielding a good 25 that can really compete now with teams like the Mets, who are in win-now mode, the Braves, who've got a great young core. So, and it also kind of hinges on what Steven Strasburg's able to do, if anything, at any point in time. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know how the insurance stuff works and what cash they'll recoup or how that works for luxury tax, kind of, you know, salary purposes or whatever. But you don't get around having a $35 million a year asset contribute zero. That's really hard for anybody outside of the Yankees and Dodgers to overcome.
Right.
A lot depends on that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they were wrong to give him the contract. They just won the World Series. Things happen in this world.
Yeah.
Whatever. I still love going to Nats Park. Baseball is a sport that you can still enjoy, even not – it's different, obviously, but – you can kind of get through the doldrums because you're like, there's another game tomorrow.
It's harder.
80,000 more games.
Yeah, I mean, this fan base is still so new. I always try to remind myself of that and others, where if you want to judge us against Boston, Detroit, Philadelphia, you know, other places with they've done the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the goods and the bads, where weeks turn into months, which turn into years, which turn into, you know, windows of competition.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to judge us on those standards, you're welcome to do so. I don't. We went multiple generations without baseball here. And if you wanted it, like JP did, like I did, you put your life in your hands and drove up to Memorial Stadium and, you know, you parked in someone's front yard and sort of, you know, figured it out. You're dodging stuff like the Matrix to get, you know, some Boog's Barbecue.
Camden Yards was awesome, though.
Camden Yards is great.
It's my favorite park in the majors. It's outstanding. Fantastic.
Still one of the best 10 parks in all sports,
I'm still mad at that hotel
opinion.
That we can't see the Broma Seltzer Tower anymore.
Yeah, that stinks. but it's, you know, it's the kind of thing where a lot of fans haven't done this, B-Match. Like, a lot of fans haven't gone through this. Wait a minute. What do you mean they're bad? And it's not much fun right now.
Like a 12-year-old kid
never
has kind of only known them to be good.
Yes. You never saw it. And, you know, when they first got here, they were in trailer parks at RFK, and they were worse off than in most expansion teams.
I got another team around here, too.
Yeah, you know, and it was a gong show. But now, you know, they had that window of greatness where it was only the Dodgers, maybe, and the Yankees who won more games over that course of time, and they were awesome. And that's really, really hard to replicate. So now we're going through that ebb. Now we're going through that downtime. This is an experience. People aren't going to go as much. People aren't going to tune in as much. For those that do, you find reasons for excitement like you're talking about. Watching Luis Garcia hit right now is fun for me. Watching Keber Ruiz frame up pitches and throw runners out is fun for me.
There's still Soto, I mean.
Obviously, but he's struggling so much that it's kind of like, you know, a little bit of, it's old because it's not new and novel. At this point, you can, you know what he's capable of, obviously, but you can start to dream on some of the young guys. You know, is you know, Lane Thomas with this power surge here of late, is he an everyday outfielder someday? Question mark? You hear my voice going up, but like, you don't know. But those are the kinds of bits of intrigue that keep fans coming back.
Totally. And I just think, I don't know if you've heard my contention, but I think Mike Rizzo is the best general manager, talent evaluator, team builder this city has had since Bobby Bethard.
Yeah.
That's not hard to say, though.
Perhaps that's a low bar, but comparing him somebody to Bethard's legit. Yeah, I mean, Bethard's a Hall of Famer. Bethard put together one of the greatest dynasties in pro football history.
Four visits,
right?
10 years.
And I have faith in Rizzo to get this thing right. I hope fans understand that on a big picture level, people are willing to give them the leash they need to get this back.
It's a challenging situation that he is in, right? With an ownership group that's shown, you know, a lot of faith in him, but at times has hamstrung him.
Right. They don't want to pay anybody.
Trading Trey Turner, for instance.
For example, just another example is Rizzo had a deal in place to move Bryce Harper before he was going to be a free agent in his walk year, and the ownership group nixed it. Now, that's not the craziest thing that's ever happened. That's happened in other cities as well, but sometimes there are some constraints. Now, with this potential ownership change, you kind of don't know what you don't know here in terms of budget and things. There are other stories as well I could get into, but Rizzo's track record is excellent. People could point to misses all they want. Papelbon probably wasn't a great idea. Handing the keys to Rafael Soriano in the ninth, you know, probably wasn't the best idea, mm-hmm. but the amount of hits, like if I'm another GM on another team and he calls me, I scream in terror and hang up the phone because I'm going to lose that trade. Mm-hmm. You know, the Wilson Ramos
what
deal
do
from
do
Matt
to get
Cass.
Trey Turner. I can't remember the trade, but I remember
they
everyone's
gave
like, wow.
up a fourth outfielder. The guy is a folk hero here. Steven Souza, who made a great diving catch to prevent George Zimmerman's no hitter.
Right, sure.
Steven Souza, if everyone's healthy, is a fourth outfielder on your team. And they just inserted themselves into a trade between San Diego and Tampa Bay. They go, not only will we take Trey Turner, an outstanding prospect, but this guy Joe Ross will eat some innings at the major league level. We'll take him, too, for our fourth outfielder. You really want to offer us that? No takebacks.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You know, the times he spun a little for something that was meaningful is, are too many to count.
Yeah.
So, yes, your point about track record is absolutely right. I don't know what the next few years are going to hold in terms of ownership. Do you get a Steve Cohen blank check guy, or do you get someone that's going to treat it like a business? Who wants to spend 100 to make 103? Or is it, a guy that says money's no object, just win me 9,500 games?
We're talking about Bezos in the NFL. Why don't he come by the MLB team?
Yeah. Is there any hints of Bezos?
I haven't heard word one. The only name we've heard, as far as I know, is Leontsis, who's already a minority owner of the team.
Right. Leontsis owns like 3% of the Nats, right?
And then, I can't remember the number, but something like that.
But I think the Lerners own like 3% of everything over in Chinatown. I don't know that, but I believe there's like shared.
Well, most of those buildings might be theirs. Because that's what they do.
Sure.
Just look at one of the bottom corners. What's that word? It says Lerner right there.
Is that the L?
They have a lot of stuff, man.
Yes, they do.
We've kept you far longer than I planned.
That's okay. I like talking to you guys.
All right, so let me tee this up.
You have a package out there, too.
I do?
Yeah, you do have a package.
The box.
And it says, like, liquid or something. You want to open it live
it
on the
fragile
air?
Liquid.
You should do that on your
show. No.
Fragile
we don't liquid? Do that now.
We'll do it in a different room.
Yeah, yeah. JP always wants stuff to happen. I'm like, if it says fragile, you got liquid in it, I'm going to stay away from it.
This end up.
It sounds kind of weird that you have a package that's fragile and liquid.
I'm trying to think of what it could be. Like, if I know something's
What's
coming.
What's the best case scenario that it is?
Food.
Liquid food?
Liquid food.
Like a milkshake?
Vitamins? No. Liquid vitamins?
The something. Best liquid food would be a milkshake. Or, I guess, soup?
No, liquid food
nobody's
is milkshake.
Sending you no soup and no milkshake in a damn...
Yeah, it's not in that.
You don't want to send food.
That would be crazy if they sent you a milkshake in a box.
Do you realize... because I'm such a fatty inside. Do you realize...
You always say this. You are, like, cut up and in great shape.
Not cut
you
up. Let's stop it.
You are a studio fat guy. You are fake fat. You are not fat. I will stand
it's
up.
It's nice of you to say, I am pudgy. There's extra in the middle.
Listen, I gave you grief yesterday about the bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
That's very real. You're not
Those are
pudgy.
Very real, by
Would
the way.
You describe him as pudgy?
No.
Very soft. I'm very soft. I have protective skin
We're
over my
muscles.
We're not
pro athletes, dude. You can't measure yourself to Brian Mitchell. I've learned
I'm
that.
I'm not what I should be.
If you're not, then we're all screwed.
I got no chance. What was my point? Oh, if there were no effect, there would never be a time. Like you go, hey, there's Danny. I would always have a milkshake. Like I'd have a running milkshake at all times if there were no repercussions.
Are you aware of the best milkshake in the game right now?
What is it?
What is it?
Oreo shake for Potbelly. Elite.
Is it?
Elite.
Is it better than what Ted's Bolton's putting out?
I need.
We have to go try. Both.
Yeah.
Are you up there? Are you up there with what the Silver franchise, Silver Diner,
sure.
The different diners put out.
Tasty Diner.
Tasty Diner
has a hell of a milkshake.
You sleep on American City Diner, which is no longer with us,
dude. I could not sleep on that. I grew up going to church two blocks away, yeah. And have spent many a morning at American City Diner.
I thought you were going to say many the best milkshake night. Was Kalis.
It does bring all the boys, to,
boys
the yard.
To the yard.
It does. It's documented.
Danny Ruya, you can listen to him every day.
Megan Thee Stallion is doing a milkshake song. Or pull off of Kalisha's song.
Are you aware of what the Stallion is doing to him, to his body right now?
No.
He comes in here, what do you say, once a month, tells us about his new diet?
Yeah. And he has a new diet every month.
Right. He doesn't keep one.
No, he doesn't stick to it.
I don't know why he comes in to tell us, but whatever.
Like we really care.
Yeah. But
I'm not looking at his body, believe me.
Well, I am because I'm a weirdo. The Stallion has lost a little bit of weight in his stomach, but he's kind of getting...
It went to his calves.
He's getting man boobs. His calves couldn't get larger. He has the largest calves in the world.
The biggest calves in the world. Remember Hulk Hogan stuck by his arms? Calf.
He might need a man's ear soon. Check him out.
So is it an optical illusion where there's just less in the stomach, so now what's always been there is different?
I don't know.
It could be that.
Maybe.
But JP pointed it out. I never look. I don't know.
He's also so dumb as a brick that when he comes in here to tell us about his diet every time, maybe he's like sucking his gut in and then it makes his upper half look bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've done that move.
Danny Ruye. Monday night, 9:30 Club. It's going to be awesome. When we come back, there's a new name for the Commander's practice facility. We're going to tell you what it is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got good news and I got bad news. Start with the good. Shout out to Jeff Walker for buying all the boys Arizona iced teas. Thanks, Jeff. Very kind of you, buddy. Very thoughtful.
No problem, Brody.
Appreciate it. Bad news is...
he does good things every once in a while.
Jeff's a nice person. He's nuts, but he's a nice person.
He's nuts.
We order Chinese food for lunch with some regularity, I would say. Maybe twice a month. Maybe even more than that. It's a little takeout joint. It's usually very good. They either botched my order or landfill botched my order, but somehow I got, like, lemon chicken General Tso's. It's like a weird combination of two flavors that don't necessarily belong together. Did you guys get General Tso's?
No, I went with the beef and broccoli.
What'd you get, Landini?
Orange chicken.
I think they made two things of orange chicken, and then they were like, oh, wait, this one's supposed to be General. So then they just threw some General sauce on there. That's my cross to bear. I'll handle that. B always goes with shrimp. He got the shrimp and broccoli.
Yep.
So we talked about, we teased this a little bit. For, hell, probably close to 90 years, 80 years, the practice facility for the Washington football team was called Redskins Park. They were the Redskins, and that's where they practice, Redskins Park. That's the first place, that's where you were introduced to professional football, right, Brian?
No, not that one.
The old one?
Yeah, the old one.
Where was the old one? Was in Herndon?
It was over there in Herndon by the Hilton that's off of 28.
My only real Herndon landmark is Jimmy's, the bar.
No.
That's the only place I really know in Herndon.
But it's not in the town of Herndon. If you're going on 28 towards 66 Manassas,
yeah,
you'll sit on your left-hand side across from the airport.
Okay, gotcha. Shout out to Jimmy's. That place is fun every time I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Although now it's a little different because the last time I was there was Tandler's wake, but whatever. For years and years and years, this place was known as Redskins Park for decades.
Mm-hmm.
On NFL.com, they put out an announcement. NFL announces training camp reporting dates, locations for all 32 teams for 2022 season. It's literally two lines. The 2022 NFL season is quickly approaching, and nothing signifies the return of football like training camp. The NFL announced on Thursday training camp reporting dates and locations for all 32 teams. Then it's just a list of the teams and reporting dates. I'm not going to read you the whole list, but for example, the Buffalo Bills will hold their training camp at St. John Fisher College, which is in Rochester. Rookies report on July 18th. Veterans report on July 23rd. I think they're a week early, or they might be in the Hall of Fame game, is my guess. So I think that's why they're a week early. Other teams, the Denver Broncos, for instance, they will hold their training camp at UC Health Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado. Rookies report July 26th. Veterans report July 26th. Plenty of teams just work out at their own facility, right? The Detroit Lions, for example, their training camp will be held at Detroit Lions training facility, July 23rd for the Rooks, July 26th for the Vets.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some uniformity to it. Some of these coaches are able to ask their rookies to come in a lot earlier. Some of them take advantage of that. Some of them don't. It's really kind of a wash. The Titans, I think St. Thomas Sports Park, I believe is their practice facility. Rookies report the 23rd. Vets report the 26th. You get the picture here. I'm trying to paint an overall picture.
It basically means what all that means to me is how many days I have to take a vacation.
Exactly. The Commanders. This is the first ever training camp for the Commanders. Rookies report July 26th. Veterans report July 26th. Cool. No big deal. The only thing really of note in this press release is where the Commanders training camp will take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it will take place?
Where?
The park.
They better be careful that guys don't show up to the park in D.C.
That's very different. Park on 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Why this is of note, and it's something you and I have kind of talked about and joked about last year, the last couple years, is in referring to it, it was always Redskin Park, but like the jargon of people that were out there a lot, or players or coaches, media, you would just call it the park.
Going
anyway.
To the park.
Like, oh, I got to go to the park. And that's what everybody called it. So I actually am quite cool with this. I think if they tried to make a Commander's Park, it would just be a little too much.
But, I mean, it is Commander's Park.
It is. I think I do have a theory of what's actually happening here, though.
What's that?
They're going to sell it. Just like the Titans practice at St. Thomas Sports Park and the Bucks practice at Advent Health Training Center and the Niners are at SAP Performance Facility.
Yeah, it was a NovaCast Performance.
Right, it was Inova for a while.
Inova, yeah.
Somebody going to, they're going to sell that, don't you think?
That's a plan, I'm sure.
I wonder if you wait for like a stadium deal. Whatever, because obviously a huge carrot in any of the stadium discussion is we'll move the practice facility there also.
Yeah.
And then there's something for people to watch. It's not just a 20 games a year thing. It's practices from August to December. It's OTAs, mini camp,
mm-hmm.
players coming and going all the time. It makes that site way cooler. So maybe they don't want to sell it yet because they want that to be part of the big new stadium thing.
Possibly. I'm thinking about Texas Stadium and Jerry's new practice area. They have something totally opposite of the stadium over there, and people always talk about where they're going to. What is it? Something ranch.
The Star.
But is that something ranch?
I don't know. But the Star is the Cowboys practice facility, and I'm confident it's sponsored. The Star in Frisco is what they
call it. One thing about Jerry, everything he has is sponsored.
Jerry makes money. Maybe they just call it. So I think the Star, it's the Ford Center at the Star. Yeah, Ford, like the cars. You could listen to how much of this stuff Jerry's got sold. So the actual practice fields are the Ford Center at the Star. You could also enjoy the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor Walk presented by Dr. Pepper. And there's a little public park area called the Tostitos Championship Plaza. Just printing cash down in Dallas. And I imagine when the Commanders get a new stadium, that's what they're going to try to emulate.
I think the whole emulation has already started because talking about the mini city and all that, if you go down to Dallas and you go anywhere close to the practice facility where Jerry is, that is the centerpiece of the whole area. I'm trying to find the name of it. That's my text.
Well, but dude, here's the thing in Dallas. The Star, the practice facility is not close to the stadium.
I know that, but still, the practice facility... The stadium is out in the area where I don't know if you could bring everything out there just yet, but their practice facility is in the middle of a whole new area. It's like the centerpiece of like a town center, basically.
Right. Totally. But I'm saying you can. I just wonder if it's the park for right now until they figure it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
but you know, it's going to be whatever park. It's going to be something park.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd say whatever deal they make, make it short term or have some wiggle room, because once you get this new stadium, and let's be real, especially in Virginia, I think you got. Politicians tend to go which way the wind's blowing. If the investigations get over and this team goes 11-6, I think Woodbridge is absolutely back on the table, and I'd wonder if Loudoun's not on the table. Winning would help a lot.
It'd help. I still believe Woodbridge more than Loudoun.
Me too. I think you float Dumfries to
called
make
Frisco at the Star.
Right.
That's the name of the area where the practice facility is.
It's in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, and it's at the Star. The Star is the centerpiece.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you float Dumfries to make Woodbridge look much better, honestly. Because Dumfries is what, another 10 miles down 95 in stop and go traffic?
They basically right there with each other. Like they run side by side in a sense.
Oh, I thought it was like significantly further south. Maybe I'm incorrect. I often am.
Dumfries is like when you're coming off of 234, hitting on to 95, and then you go across 95 and get to another area, you're riding Woodbridge as well.
Yeah. Anytime you're near the Occoquan, you're in trouble. Unless you're on a boat. It's going to be
might
stopped.
Be trouble there, too.
Yeah. Here's what I need everybody to do that's listening. Pull out your cellular phone. Dial 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Listener Lines, National Harbor Listener Lines are now open. Ask B. Mitch Anything begins in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
You want to talk to the bald man? This is your chance. Get on the phones.
Jeff's bald ready. Man.
Yeah, sorry. Bald and beautiful. Does that make it better?
Bold.
Bold and bold. Got it. NFL division quarterbacks ranked. Where's the NFC East rank? Find out next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's no secret where the best quarterbacks in the NFL are if you're thinking by division. The AFC West is absolutely loaded. The worst quarterback in the AFC West is Derek Carr, and he's pretty damn good.
Yes, he is.
You got Russ Wilson in Denver, Mahomes in KC, Herbert with the Chargers, and Derek Carr with the Raiders. Zero surprise, NFL.com ranked divisional quarterback play. The AFC West wins this thing in a runaway. Russ, Mahomes, Herbert, Carr. No argument there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is pretty good. AFC North, Lamar, Burrow, Deshaun Watson. But the Pittsburgh situation, well, the Cleveland situation is a little up in the air as far as suspension looming. And then the Pittsburgh situation is, yeah, Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Number three, NFC West. Kyler, Stafford, Trey Lance, who we don't know much about, and then whatever Seattle's doing. If they're actually rolling with Drew Locke or Geno Smith. Or
Geno Smith, he needs to just stop. talking right now. He's gonna mess himself up completely.
What's he been saying? I missed that.
He's saying, well, everybody know where I don't start. Dude, see, you can't go there.
Yeah.
The guy that was starting before you is African-American, too. Stop. Maybe some of the things you're doing off the field consistently
maybe
is a problem.
Some of the stuff you're doing on the field. He has and then, had chances.
Well, as Russ Parr said this morning, he said, well, and we forget about the suck. Maybe you just suck. I mean, let's be real.
Totally, dude. Alec, honestly, this gets a little dicey. Number four ranked division, the NFC North. Justin Fields, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is largely just because Rodgers is in
there. You got Rodgers and Kirk. I mean, Kirk may not have won a lot, but Kirk put up the numbers.
Kirk can play.
He's considered a damn good quarterback. So you got two very good ones.
No, you got a great one and a good one. I'm not putting Kirk and Rodgers in the same.
Well, I'm going to say two very good ones because they're great and make the other one better. But Kirk Cousins has put some numbers. Jared Goff isn't god-awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Fields. Rookie season, had an idiot for a coach.
Right.
You know,
you don't
so
know what you got there.
We don't know what we have, but those other three is enough
okay.
to give them some level of positive.
Number five, the AFC East, where you got Josh Allen, who I feel like is about to win his first MVP. Tua, Mac Jones up in New England from Bama, and then Zach Wilson with the Jets. I don't know.
Mac I like. Tua I like. Josh is exceptional. Zach,
we'll see. So there's only eight divisions. We're already through five. The NFC East is nowhere to be found. Number six. I don't know how the hell this is ahead of the NFC East, but here we are. The AFC South. Davis Mills, Matt Ryan, Trevor Lawrence, Ryan Tannehill.
Trevor Lawrence comes with a history of
greatness
and expectation. Ryan Tannehill has shown he's capable. Matt Ryan is older. Davis Mills is still left to be seen, but I think he played well enough last year when he got his opportunity.
So that's sixth. There's only two left.
Mm-hmm.
Are we predicting that the NFC East will be last? At best, they're second to last. All right, it's official. The NFC East is last. Number seven is the NFC South, where Atlanta's got some combination of Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder.
Okay.
The Panthers have some combination of Sam Darnold and Matt Corral.
Now, that's god-awful.
The Saints have Jameis.
Coming off of injury.
But the Bucs have Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah.
I mean, that shows you how bad this is.
I also believe that Tom Brady puts them not in eighth place, but he also put them low because they're looking at the fact that Tom is old, and eventually Father Time will catch up and win.
Yeah. Coming in last, the NFC Beast. Dallas has Dak. Giants have Daniel Jones, who stinks. They signed somebody to compete with him, right? They signed Teddy Bridgewater maybe or something?
Mm-hmm.
Eagles have Jalen Hurts and the Washington Commanders.
Carson Wentz. You know what I'm going to say? This is probably why they did that. Dak Prescott, the best quarterback in the division, I think people would say. He's very inconsistent and doesn't seem to be the guy who can stay healthy as well. If Dak falls off, what happens to that division there? And I know we are expecting a lot for Carson Wentz. Jalen Hurts still hasn't proven himself. And I think I could put you under the center. You could probably do as well as Daniel Jones.
He's a little quicker than me. But I don't know, man. I get being behind the NFC South just because they have Brady and he's a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
But being behind the AFC South, Davis Mills, Matt Ryan, Trevor Lawrence, Ryan Tannehill, are we sure that's better than Dak, Jalen Hurts, Wentz, and Daniel Jones is nothing, but are we sure that's better?
What did they look at to get there? What was the criteria?
That's a good question. I think they just kind of made a list, honestly. We used history as a guide in compiling this ranking, but it's based largely upon projections for the upcoming 2022 season.
Okay.
You know what? Go prove them wrong. Move up the list next year.
Only thing you can do. Or you can give a damn about this and just go play football.
It's that time of the week. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. They're already pretty packed, so if you want to get in, you better get in. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Phones are open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.